Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to use inspiration to your advantage.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And it's a topic that I think is never really talked about because, you know, everyone has ideas and usually they jump right into doing something about it when really an idea or inspiration for anything, you know, even if it's like, I want to eat Mexican food today, you know, or whatever that is, it just comes on to you. And then, you know, most of us are not thinking a lot about it and we go act on it. When I thought this would be just an interesting topic to explore, because I think you can't run a business, you can't work in a business, do a startup, because this is the startup chat, so we're supposed to talk about startups, right, Stelly?
Right.
Without some level of inspiration. And I think there's so many aspects to this. So just a topic that I felt like would be great to explore with you.
Yeah, I love that. All right. So first, I'm going to do the most Heaton thing ever. I'm so glad I'm beating you to the punch on this. What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm going to read the dictionary definition of inspiration.
Yes, perfect.
For longtime listeners, you might know that Heaton loves words and communication just as much as I do, and loves to pick up and actually read the definitions of words at times. So here's a definition of inspiration: the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. Right. The process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative, inspiration. So let's talk about maybe a little bit like what are kind of typical moments of inspiration in startups, and then, you know, what do a lot of founders or startup people do right after or at the moment of inspiration, sometimes to their disadvantage, and, you know, what are some ways to take advantage of those inspiring moments?
Oh, man. I mean, you can get inspired anytime. You know, this also is like the whole idea of like in the shower, you get an idea,
yes.
Right? And inspired. And so I think for me, it's like, be open to those moments of inspiration. That's like step one. And step two is before you do anything, write it down. It's like probably the most important thing I've done in my life, which is write shit down. Or start writing shit down, or remember to write shit down. I have right now, I might have done this before, Sally, I don't remember, but I keep going through different notes apps, right? And like this notes app I have right now, I don't even know. I'm still scrolling like and finding new and newer notes. And I just restarted it literally about a year ago. And like it has like countless notes. And I just like, I get inspired, I put it in there. I can search through it and find something. Sometimes it's about a product I'm working on or a business or something I want to tell a friend. I think when inspiration hits, write it down. That's my first like advice for people, and I know they're not doing it.
Yeah, I love that. And I know people are going to be dying to hear this, so let's get that nugget of information out for people. What app do you use to write down your notes or your thoughts or your moments of inspiration?
My favorite app that has stood the test of time as I've flirted with other apps is called Simple Note.
Okay.
Because I can use it across desktop and web and all my devices. And at the same time, a lot of the features that they have are now also in the Notes app by Apple. I'm an Apple user. I use Macs. I use iPhones and iPads and all that. Actually, I don't use iPad. But anyways. Honestly, I've been using Simple Note. I use the Notes app. And probably my all-time favorite doesn't exist anymore. It was an app called Vesper, V-E-S-P-E-R. And it's by, I think his name's Frank Gruber. No, John Gruber, sorry, who runs Daring Fireball. And he actually created the app. And there's just something about the smoothness of it. That being said, it doesn't exist anymore. And you can't download it. So that's my list.
Cool. So your do on, you know, when you have moments of inspiration is write down your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, whatever it is, just write it down, put it on paper, put it in writing. That way this is kind of the smallest step oftentimes, or one of the smaller steps to move something from thoughts or emotions into manifesting it into reality, right? Even just writing it down makes it real now, makes it permanent, You know, if you use an app, it makes it searchable. It can be there forever. So you take something that was just maybe a fleeting thought and you turn it into something real that can be shared with others, that can be found, that can be read. So I think that that's a super powerful tip. And I would say that kind of as a do or a don't, I'd rather have people, or I think it's usually more valuable and advantageous for people to write down their thoughts, their ideas in moments of inspiration than to necessarily instantly talk about it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I think the, you know, Steve Jobs, I think, has a line where he would call ideas fragile. And I think inspiration is usually just a form of an idea, and it's fragile in the beginning. So writing it down helps you really kind of put it into kind of, like you said, manifest it, start thinking through it instead of just like running with it, which is really important because some of these ideas, they are fragile and they are very delicate in the beginning. And talking to people, telling other people might not be the best strategy in the beginning.
Yeah. What do we tell people about, like, how do I decide when I should follow inspiration versus when I should follow, let me use the word commitment. So, you know, to paint a picture and a scenario, you know, we set certain goals with our startup, we communicated with the team, everybody's heads down and executing. And now I had a moment of clarity, of inspiration in the shower or on the walk in the park or whatever. And I have this, what I feel in that moment to be a brilliant idea or creative idea or something that could change everything or something that could have a massive impact. And now I might have the dilemma, even if I write things down, let's say that fragile idea of moment inspiration survives, which is kind of one of my first tips. Oftentimes, it just doesn't, right? Oftentimes, you'll feel very strongly about an idea at its inception, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll feel as strongly about it an hour later, a day later, a month later. And that's fine. Some of these ideas, you want to have lots and lots of ideas, lots of moments, inspiring moments, hopefully, in your life to be able to let go of a bunch of them because they're not always going to be great. But for many people, there's a dilemma where they have this idea and they feel so passionate about it that they're now wondering, okay, what do I do? Do I go and tell my team about this and change our plans and try to sell everybody on this new inspiring idea or vision that I had? Or did I let everybody just continue with their work because we committed to this goal, but now I feel super bummed because I know we could be doing something much greater? How do you decide, you know, these inspire, one key part of inspiration is that it's usually not scheduled, right? It doesn't happen the moment that you're not planning a 5 a.m. being inspired meeting, you know, where you all sit there and you'll have inspiring ideas and thoughts. So it happens, you know, the shower on a walk, it happens at random times and a day. You can't really plan for it necessarily. So what do you do as a founder when you have that? Do you give that priority over all your other ideas and plans? Or do you run it through some kind of a test before deciding if you want to share it with the team or if you want to sell the team on this new vision, goal, idea, thought that you had?
I think this is why you write it down. Mm. You write it down because you might not know when it should be brought up again or useful to you. And, you know, one of the things, and I think, you know, we've got some episodes on this, maybe we'll do more, but is deciding what to work on for your team, for yourself, and for everybody. So to me, the inspiration might be about something that's important a year from now or 6 months from now, or hopefully not that long far out, but something that might not be important right now. And a lot of these things, when you're inspired, you want to think through them because thinking through them helps you actually develop them and then bring them back up in a timely manner. So to me, like, just from all the mistakes I've made, I think it's really important to not distract your team and instead write it down and bring it up when it makes sense. It's like there's a whole art to this. And so my advice for anybody that's like thinking through something or gets inspired on a regular basis is more so like think about when it's timely to go execute on the idea that you just had or what you got inspired on. A better approach is like, make your brain think about the things that are important to your business right now and focus your thoughts and your ideas around that. Get inspired for that. That's sort of the way I think about it. Because a lot of times, like, an idea will strike and has nothing to do with what's important right now. And this is why I said, write it down and take it slow, because you could go distract your team really easily. And then we have a whole episode on founder bombs that we recorded a while ago related to a story that, you know, really changed the way I do things with my team once I realized the impact I was having that wasn't positive. And so you don't want to drop founder bombs. You want to be a lot more deliberate than that. You want to do things at the right time.
I couldn't agree more with you, but there's one thought that I have as I'm thinking about this, which is that when you have moments of true inspiration, one of the awesome things about it is that you feel pretty, you have usually above average emotion. You're in a much more emotional state than usual. And it's a very positive emotional state. Like, when you're truly inspired, or when you have like an aha moment where you think, wow, you just had a brilliant idea, it's a fucking awesome feeling, right? It charges you up. It gives you energy. It ignites your passion. And it's typically when we feel the strongest that we want to share that with others, right? Where we don't want to just sit down and write it down and deliberate and think about it logically and meditate on it. We want to scream and we want to interrupt people, go over and go, hey, dude, listen, I just had a brilliant idea, which, you know, it's the worst thing to say ever. It's like saying, I'm just about to say something really funny, guys. That's the best way to ensure that it's not going to be funny or brilliant. But anyways, but you want to interrupt somebody and share that with people because you feel really strongly. And I've learned this as well, you know, aka founder drive-bys or bombs, where if you interrupt people at any time when you have a random idea, you're making your team unproductive, you're slowing things down. And you also don't realize or learn, it took me a while to learn the difference between urgent and important. And even if an idea I think is really, really brilliant, could change everything, it probably can wait a few hours or a few days, right? If it's that big of an idea, it can wait a day or two. So taking the time to really sleep on it, think on it, write on it, deliberate on it, and then start sharing it mindfully, I think is the right way to go. But one thing that bums me out about this is that there's a fun part of just sharing a moment of inspiration, even if it's dumb, that you might lose if you write it down and you wait before you share it with people. How do you think about that?
There's always someone on your team that can handle the energy that you're bringing at that time and won't be distracted. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're the people that will show you your own patterns with this inspiration. So it can be a little painful. So that's one way. Another way is just telling, you know, I go to people and say, hey, this is kind of a weird idea. It's a crazy idea. I don't know if it matters right now. I already wrote it down, but I need someone to talk to about it because maybe I'm, you know, maybe there's something to it right now, because obviously I got it right now. I've been thinking about a lot of stuff. So I think a lot of it is just communication.
I agree. Having like being, I think, mindful about the people in your life and who is the right person to talk about what or to work with on what at what time, I think is really, really important. Yeah, you're right. There are people that you can be really raw with your moments of inspiration. Some, you know, you might even have like different flavors. You might pick one person. I know I have a friend of mine where if I just want to have somebody that's going to instantly jump into the inspiration and be just, you know, with it and go crazy with me, I know, you know, a few people that I'll call, because I know right now what I want is just somebody to be like, that's awesome. And you know what else you could do? And like, I just want to go crazy with somebody. And if I want somebody to really be like a sounding board, I know I can call that person, go, you know what? I just had this idea and yada, yada, yada. And the person goes, and then says, yeah, but what about this? It just kills a lot of it, or points out the flaws in my thinking. And I'll use both, right? I mean, it's important to just know who the people are that you need for a certain situation. Also think about them. Like, who am I either helping, sharing my moment of inspiration, or who am I not helping, slowing down or making unproductive? Just being mindful instead of just having it blur out of your mouth into in front of whoever is in front of you, and not thinking about the context of what they need to accomplish, what they're working on, what their relationship is with you, how helpful or unhelpful they can be in this moment. It's a lot of times when people are inspired and they want to communicate, it's a very kind of impulsive and very selfish moment, right? They just feel amazing and they just need to blur it out in front of whoever is in front of them, versus being you know, considerate, mindful, and going, okay, you know, who do I want to talk with about this? and who will also have a good time talking to him about this, or a productive time. I think that that's really, really crucial. What do you do? So I think a lot of startups in the early days, they might have too much inspiration, right? Where, because it's all fresh, it's all new, you know, it's exciting. There's more possibilities than problems probably that exist, right? Since you don't have anything, or you just launched a landing page. How many problems can you really have at this point on day one? So inspiration, I think, is really abundant oftentimes in the early days. But I do see that over time, especially I know that a lot of our listeners are, you know, self-funded entrepreneurs that have been maybe working on a side project for a year or two and now are doing it full-time and are thinking about growing their team, but they've been at it for a minute. And oftentimes I see that people struggle having as much fun and having as many moments of inspiration down the line. You've been an entrepreneur your entire fucking life almost. You've been doing this for a really, really long time. How do you make sure that you keep being inspired at work? Let me ask that question. And maybe that's also can be the kind of the tip to wrap up the episode.
I think it's when you read the definition had a lot to do with creativity.
Uh-huh.
When you read the definition of inspiration. So right. Focusing on being creative and letting your creativity out is what keeps me going personally. Uh-huh. And I think that can apply to any kind of founder, any kind of entrepreneur who – doesn't matter if they're like really into sales or really into marketing. It's often easy to think that what we're doing in business is not creative. We're not making art, you know, in most cases, but there's an art to it. And so this inspiration concept and the idea of being inspired and what to do about it, that even the idea of having lots of ideas, really, like if we have a foundation of this is what's important in our business today, then we get that out of the way and we can throw our creativity at that most important aspect of our business. So this is what I've learned to develop over the years, where like oftentimes I'll have an idea, but like, oh, it doesn't matter right now. I'm going to write it down in my like, you know, for this idea, this product, for like down the line. And then it usually comes up again, right? So for me, it's just about knowing that I'm focused on the most important problems in the business today. So is the team. And we're throwing all of our creative energy at that problem, not at these problems that don't exist or don't matter yet.
I love that. I think for me, the tip I'll throw in there and the way that I've been able to continuously be inspired. I mean, one is obviously surrounding yourself. Like, I think we're very similar. This is like surrounding myself with just inspiring people, creative people, people that are different from me, people that have lives that are very different from mine, that have backgrounds that are very different from mine. It's inspiring to be with people that can teach you things, that can show you a different perspective on life. And then the other thing is that I'm always seeking a fairly diverse diet in terms of the content I read, the books I read, the podcasts I listen to, the movies I watch, the stuff that I consume. I always try to be very, very diverse and kind of mostly out of the bubble that I'm operating in. So these days I read very little SaaS content myself.
Yep.
But I'll read tons of content about, you know, martial arts. I'll read tons of content about the military. Although I'm not a military dude, but I just got fascinated for a minute and started reading all this stuff about Navy SEALs and their training regimen and all that. I'll get fascinated about something weird, I'll listen to stand-up comedy shows for like hours on end at times. And I'll be at awe and inspired by other people's art forms and creativity or commitment or life. And usually that then helps me come back to what I do and look at it from a different, more creative perspective, or have new ideas around it and be inspired and refreshed and energized at work. So having kind of a diverse content diet that's outside the bubble that you work in has always been super helpful for me to be inspired on a consistent basis. All right, I think that's it from us for this episode.
Yep, see ya.